Well, we were sitting eating our dinner on Sunday night, and the three masked men just walked in and said, right, Kevin, come with us. Took me to the bottom of my house, tied me up, told my wife and child to get down in the living room, and that was the last I seen them for over an hour.
So you were just sitting there having your dinner, and
yeah.
They'd entered without you noticing.
Yeah, half seven, just walked into the living room.
What went through your mind?
Well, firstly, like I said in the newspaper interview, I thought mistaken identity. Did they think I'm a drug dealer or something? Because they had the guns, and they took me to the back of the house and said, you know why we're here? And I said, no. And they said, you know why we're here. And I said, is it for money, belonging to the business? And he said, aye, that's what it's for. So I thought, right, I'm not getting shot, mistaken identity, am I? So I told him where the money was, and there was some stock belonging to the shop, cigarettes and stuff, and they got everything they wanted, but they took me around every room in the house while I was tied up and under my attic everywhere.
Sounds like, Kevin, initially you were kind of relieved because you thought they were going to shoot you for something like drug dealing.
Yeah, well, you hear these things, don't you?
Mm.
People getting shot and stuff. That would definitely be a mistaken identity, am I?
So they wanted money?
They wanted money and everything they could get a hold of. They kept threatening to shoot me and threatening to shoot my child and my wife if I didn't tell them where the safe was. And they'd done the same to my wife. I later found out. And I said, guys, you don't know me that well. If you think I have a safe. Because I don't care that much money about them. It's only a couple of small businesses we had. Alright, there was a few £1,000, but they weren't happy with that.
And whilst they had you tied up...
My hands tied at my back and then under every room. Told me to face a wall and they searched under every bed and under every drawer and every wardrobe.
Were they getting more annoyed, Kevin?
There was the guy that was holding my arms behind my back and the gun. He was getting more agitated because the time they were there for over half an hour in the house. And then they threw me in the car. In my own car, so they obviously came on foot down through a field. They got me in the car and drove me back up under like an old store where I heard a van, a door closed on a van, but they had my head between my legs, with a gun. They kept threatening to shoot me. And said, don't move for 15 minutes, so I didn't know what to do. I just kept the head down.
What was going through your mind about your family at this stage?
See, I didn't know if there was still a guy in the house, but I eventually got out of the car and I had a pair of socks on and a t-shirt. I was freezing and I ran to a couple of houses, but nobody answered. And then eventually I got my hands free and banged to the house and a young couple answered and they panicked. And I said, go on, give me a lift back down the house. And they said, well, there's still people there. And I said, I don't think so. No, this is like 15 minutes later. And by the time I got down to the house, my wife was in hysterics. Her sister had arrived. I was probably away for half an hour.
And what had they done? What had this man done whilst you were away?
They actually all went in the car with me.
Oh, right. You thought he'd
stayed. I didn't know. I thought right. There might have been one still there, but they went and they said,
we'll
throw your car key at the bottom of your lane. But the car key wasn't there. So I'm hoping maybe it could be a lead there. The car key's an unusual key. It's for a Saab, it's like a plastic key.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no metal on it, like.
Right.
So that key's missing.
One of these push button.
Aye.
Yeah.
So they didn't know where to start the car. They got me on the car and they got me back out and said, where's that key go? And it goes beside the gear stick.
They couldn't start it, no. They hadn't done their homework there. So They got you away. They obviously, when they were going through the rooms, Kevin, and this guy had a gun in your back and you were tied up, were they getting more frustrated because they thought that you were not telling them the truth?
Yeah, they kept threatening to shoot me and shoot the wife and shoot the baby. And
shoot the baby?
If I didn't tell them where the safe was.
What were you saying to them?
I was saying, listen, I swear over my baby's life I don't have a safe. I swear over the wife and baby's life because I don't have a safe. The way they were treating me, if I had a safe, I would have told them where it was. So eventually they just took my word for it and bung me in the car.
How did they get into your house?
It was half seven at night, their front door was open, they just walked straight in.
Nice.
Straight in the living room and said, right, Kevin, they knew my name, Kevin, let's go, follow us. I just remember them saying to the wife and child, get down at the window. That was about Hitler. And then they kept saying, don't tell anybody about this, don't report it, don't tell guards, don't tell nothing, or we'll be back in 2 weeks' time to shoot the whole lot of these.
And was that hanging over you for a while, or did you hesitate?
Yeah, for a couple of days, and then we told. Actually, I went to a friend of mine who works for the Daily News and told them about it.
So in fact, you didn't tell the guards for 2 days?
I think my wife told the guards the second day.
Right.
But it's kind of dodgy, because we live in the south on the border, and we're from Derry, and the guards have my car now for forensics. But I know it was three local men, Derry fellas that done it. They all had local accents.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to become
of it. So you're worried now, are you?
I don't really care. They can come back and shoot me if they want. So I'm telling everybody I know. Hopefully they'll get caught.
Yeah, shocking ordeal.
And what the nearest guard station, they bridge in, even though we're 2 minutes outside Derry, is Buncrana. That's 14, 15 miles away. I mean, so the worst thing now is my wife doesn't want to go back to the house. So we're homeless here, living in different houses.
So you're just moving about at the moment?
We're what, sorry?
Sorry, Kevin, you're moving about from house to house, are you?
Well, we're in. I don't really want to.
No, I know, but you don't want your wife doesn't want to go home.
She's definitely not at home.
I'm looking at your house. It's a fine house. I mean, I'm sure you were happy there, and are happy.
Oh,
there.
Definitely. Cost us a fortune. They furnished the place, and I don't know what we're going to do now.
And is it because you felt what your wife? Does she feel that there wouldn't be enough protection around the area?
Security, because. Like I said, even if we locked the door during the day, she said, do you think they would have taken off her an answer with 2 handguns? You know what I mean?
So until they're found and arrested, your wife's not going to be content to go back?
No, definitely not. And to be quite honest, I'm not too big a rush to go back there.
And what did the guards say to you about leaving it for that length of time? Did they say it would affect the forensics, or did they just...
No, they didn't, no.
They understood?
The masked man had gloves and all, like, so they said they probably won't get nothing, but it's just procedure that they have to check with care.
And how have you managed to get back to work, or have you?
No, not really, no. It's kind of the few small businesses we have, it's all kind of family that work there and friends and that, so
yeah.
Everyone's helping us out.
And they threatened to kill the baby too?
Yeah. Threatened to kill us all. But the baby was sitting looking at them laughing. My wife later told me. She's got a wild thing for pointing at people and laughing. Oh, she's only a year and a half.
I think I can hear her. We can hear her there, right? Yeah.
Very demanding. Yeah. Trying to pull a clothes horse or clothes down a drop there.
And how did they react to the baby?
They didn't care one bit. In fact, I think they were happy there was a baby there. Try and scare us more.
And I mean, is it something like, as you would see in a film, guys coming in, bursting in with guns and balaclavas on them?
Yeah.
All in black?
Someone had a crime watch.
And have you had any help, the three of you? I mean, in terms of anybody come to talk to you to offer support, counselling or help?
No, not really. Because it happened in the south, the police don't really want to know the PSM either. The guards asked the police to do the forensics on the car, because I drove the car to my sister-in-law's house,
yeah,
which is in St. Defnis, just at the border. Do you know St. Defnis?
Yes.
But the PSMA said no, they wouldn't do it, but they would give me a jumpsuit and mask and gloves so I could drive the car to Buncrana.
Hang on. The Gardaí said to you that you should take the car to the PSNI?
The PSNA were meant to come and take the car, but then they said, no, they're not doing it. We'll give them a jumpsuit.